The Israeli-Palestinian prisoner exchange deal represents a diplomatic coup for Egypt's military, and Israel has thanked its neighbor for Cairo's central role in bringing it about. The warm words are a stark change after recent tensions, including Israel's killing of five Egyptian border guards and a retaliatory attack on Israel's embassy in Cairo. Israel has also been alarmed by the rise of Islamists in Egypt. Islamist groups had long been suppressed by ex-president Hosni Mubarak, whose predecessor was killed by extremists in part for signing a peace treaty with Israel. But at a fundamentalist rally in Cairo this week, the man convicted of plotting Anwar Sadat's 1981 assassination argues the peace treaty should be upheld, although with future talks on modifications.
It should be preserved and committed to in order to achieve stability and because it's an international pact that should be respected. But we want development of the Camp David Accord dealing with economic aspects and social agreements.
Others in Cairo, including the nation's military rulers, the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces, or SCAF, share that pragmatism. One issue they've dealt with is the illegal supply tunnels between Egypt and the Palestinian-ruled Gaza Strip, an open secret under the old government. Egyptian political analyst and publisher Hisham Kassam.
The policy now seems to be much more rational because SCAF have even acquired new equipment to destroy the tunnels and put an end to that, and started opening the border in, again, a sensible and regular way.
Kassam believes such sensible policies will continue no matter who succeeds Egypt's military government.
The next president is not really going to be the commander-in-chief. Okay? The commander-in-chief will be within the army even unofficially. And the military know the cost of war and the consequences of one.
And public opinion surveys suggest Egyptians want to keep the status quo with Israel while they focus on rebuilding their country after the revolution. Professor Saeed Sadek at American University in Cairo says there may even be grudging respect for the Israeli government, which spent 5 years trying to get its soldier, Gilad Shalit, released.
The whole Arab Spring is about domestic issues, turning subjects into citizens. People do not want to be treated like subjects. They want to be treated like Shalit is being treated by his own government. They care about them.
Sadek argues Egyptians want that kind of respect from their own leaders. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.